You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Are you ready for the Ravens, Keith?
Bring on the Ravens. Quoth the Raven, nevermore. Famous poem, Jones. They named a team after a poem, for God's sakes.
Have I read it? Maybe.
Yeah, of course you have.
Maybe. I'm familiar with it. Yeah. I don't know that was assigned reading in the Vermont public school system.
Take thy beak from out thy heart. Take that I form from off my door. Quoth the Raven, nevermore.
Is that how it goes?
That's part of it. Yeah,
isn't that a grab bag?
Yeah, actually, there might be a Raven grab bag.
There is a Raven grab bag. You're right. That might be my whole familiarity with it.
Is that how you know it?
You could have made up any line and just said, quote the Raven at the end, and I would have believed you. You were quoting
wandering
right from it.
Wandering from the nightly shore, tell me what thy lordly name is on the night's Plutonian shore. Quoth the Raven.
Grab bag.
It's a change. It's a slight change.
Oh, that wasn't
an homage.
That wasn't in the original.
Yeah. Okay. The Ravens. The Ravens. Yeah, that's they're not the same Ravens as they once were. I don't fear this Raven.
Nope.
I would say.
You
paused.
Well, look, maybe we should a little bit more than we do. As we said last week, why are the Patriots underdogs? I don't get why the Patriots are underdogs. They shouldn't be underdogs. They already beat Buffalo, don't you know? They already
beat Buffalo. And they're road warriors.
Why are they underdogs?
That's part of it too.
And then they lost. And now they're even bigger underdogs at Baltimore. Good point by you, Road Warriors.
They are Road Warriors.
And yet, Vegas knows that. Like, last week, we're like, doesn't Vegas know? Don't all the sports books know they already beat Buffalo? Like, they're idiots. The Patriots should be favored. Turns out, the sports books were right. Vegas was right. We were all wrong. Now we're like, well, shouldn't they know they're Road Warriors? They don't lose on the road. Like, they definitely know all this stuff. And yet the Ravens,
information is readily available to all of them.
The Ravens, as far as I know, and I haven't checked the updated line this morning, are they still 3-point favorites?
Still
three. It went to three. Yeah.
Plus 136 in the money line.
Plus 136?
That's juicy.
That's a buying opportunity.
That might be a buying opportunity.
I might lose another few hams on that like I did with the Bills, but okay.
Oh, I've been cold.
Fool me twice.
I lost on that Delaware Bowl game last night.
Delaware Bowl game?
Yeah, I had the over. It was like
what are you doing with that?
It was like 62. I think there were like 30 points scored in the game.
The Blue Hens didn't have the over.
No, the Blue Hens.
Damn. Well, they won, didn't they?
They did. I had the over. I don't know who won. Yeah. Well, not a lot of points. I did not watch till the end. Let me put it to you like that. Yeah. But anyway, it's Jones and Keefe. It's a Thursday. We'll go on the clock at high noon today. We're going to give you some tips for any last-minute Christmas shopping. It's the only way I shop. Let me tell you.
Is it all re-gifting based off of the morning show discussion?
No, I want to get into that, too.
Yeah.
Re-gifting.
Yeah.
Which is, I think,
it's a label maker.
The way they asked it, is it a douche move? My answer would be, sure, but I've also... I've re-gifted.
I'll go yes, but.
Yeah,
we'll get into it more later.
Okay,
I'll give you a yes, but.
I think it's a good yes, but. Yeah. But that's worth getting to later on in the show today. We'll go on the clock at high noon. Last minute Christmas shopping ideas. We also have best of Jones and Keith. Best of our callers.
We've got some really good callers this year. This is just the calendar year, 2025.
Yes, correct.
But we have a bunch of really good ones to replay for everybody.
And best of guests. I don't know. Is this when we're doing the in memoriam for guests, or is that another time?
That's maybe, part of it.
Maybe that. Maybe that.
I think we
can
sort of highlight all the guests that we've had, and then the listener at home can decide. All right, who was the best? Who was the worst?
Yeah. We should abstain. Who
from are they glad quit? Who do they wish would quit? All those kind of things. And even maybe, you know, it's not about
like, that's a good way. Who are you happy that quit, and who do you wish quit among our guests?
Also, like, what other who would you like to have on maybe in 2026? That's not a bad one.
Great
too.
Idea.
You could send those in on the text line.
Guest ideas.
Future guests.
Yeah.
Future friends of the show.
We'll figure out the budget at another time.
Listen, I mean, let your imagination run wild.
Exactly.
And then we can work in the realistic realm.
I like that.
But yeah, whoever you think.
I like that. Yeah. So a couple of best ofs coming up as well. Plus all your phone calls, 617-779-7937. It's how you get in touch with Jones and Keefe. You can interact on Twitter and Instagram at Jones and Keefe. Watch along and chat, twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. Always, and I mean always, a healthy chat on Twitch. You can also do the same on YouTube. Watch there, chat there, subscribe to WEEI. These are the places you can check out Rich Keefe's very studly new hairdo.
I'll tell you what.
Which the haters people think it's fake. The haters think it's a piece.
This is my real hair. This is my real hair. And then people are like, oh, it's a new haircut. It's not a new haircut.
Yeah, I mean, the
push
the,
back.
The YouTube chat, the Twitch chat, this is
they're a buzzer.
The text line, it's all buzzing. So if you haven't seen it yet.
I like this one. All right, Keefe. Now he's just showing off. Showering 3 days in a row. Save some water for the fishes, bro.
That's true. That's where you drink in the majesty.
It's the same great hair. It's just pushed up in the front. I never realized I could do this, and it looks amazing.
It's nice.
Yeah. I got that extra shot of confidence that I've needed. I've never felt more alive.
Yeah, no, I can see that. Have your kids said anything?
No, my wife has. She's like, again with that?
Yeah.
She's like, you need a haircut.
When I shaved for our Halloween costume,
oh, that was gasp.
No, my wife and son did not like it, and I never heard the end of it. It must be nice to be on the other side.
We're too close to Christmas. My kids haven't noticed me in several weeks, so they're not looking at my haircut.
All right, if you haven't seen it yet, though, the streets are talking.
Oh, buzzing!
Twitch and YouTube is where you check that out. This is the last real game for the Patriots before the playoffs. What do we think we're going to find out about this team in this game following up a bad loss?
Yeah, I think a lot. Honestly, you know, I think a lot because of the way that the game, specifically the end of the game, right? Like, they did play well in the first half. We've been over the Bills game several times now at this point as we sit here on Thursday. It's been such a long time since they've had to bounce back from a loss. Right, it feels like we forget when it was. The Red Sox were still playing.
Yep.
Like, that's how long ago it was. And so what are they going to do? I do trust Mike Vrabel. He has seemed to press the right buttons throughout the year, right? Slow start, 1-2 record, and then just an absolute wagon after that. And a couple games, maybe they didn't play a full four quarters. It's the NFL. That happens. But they still beat Atlanta. They still beat Cincinnati, even though those weren't their best games. Then they had some other games mixed in there where they did look pretty dominant, and Drake May looked like an MVP of the league. So what's it going to look like? Not to make excuses, but the injuries, I think, you know, there's a chance that could be a factor. Not just the guys that didn't play last week and the guys that won't play this week, but there's even more names on the injury report. So we'll see how all that goes. But this is another team where, even though I don't think it's a great Ravens team, I don't think it's a great season for Lamar Jackson by a long shot, it's still not the Browns. It's still not the Jets. It's still not the, you know, Titans. And there's a lot of bad teams that they play. These teams are better than those teams. And they're super desperate. Like, the Ravens at least have a shot at the playoffs here and a shot at winning the division. So, yeah, I think it's going to be fascinating to see how the Patriots bounce back, because some of our concerns, I think, will be calmed, right? Like, we're swept up in the moment. And that's why, you know, a lot of us felt a certain way after the Bills game. So if you come out and have a really complete game and win, I think we'll feel a lot better. Flip side, you're going to feel a lot worse. Be like, all right, you had two losses in 13 games, and now you have two losses in 2 weeks. Like, I think that'll change how people feel.
And all the fool's gold people and people who bring up the schedule.
Yeah, they'll have a little bit more of a leg.
They'll really have something to point to.
Yeah.
It'd be two losses to good teams. And we can debate how good the Ravens actually are. If you don't think they're good, maybe that's even worse. But let's give them the benefit of the doubt and say your two losses would be to two good teams in December. That's trending entirely in the wrong direction. So
don't keep poking this bell.
I'm doing my best not to.
What do you mean, sir?
But when it comes to the Ravens this weekend, I'm picking the Patriots to win. But if they didn't, I won't believe in them in a playoff game. Like, if they lost to Buffalo and Baltimore late in the year, I don't care what they're going to do against the Jets. I mean, unless they lose. I don't care what they do against the Dolphins they lose. I expect them to win those games. They should win those games easily. If they don't, then we'll really have something to talk about. I won't believe in them in the playoffs. If you can't beat Buffalo and Baltimore late, I won't believe in you. If you can beat Baltimore this weekend, then I think any panic about the Buffalo loss in the second half of that game, at least for me, will be cooled a little bit. But in the meantime, if they lose, that will sway a lot of my opinion on this. Now, the ESPN FPI came out today, Keith.
Excuse me?
They predicted the last three games of the year. The ESPN FPI, the Football Power Index.
Oh, yeah. All right, the Power Index.
Do not look up the FPI on a work computer. They are forecasting the final 3 weeks of the year, 16, 17, 18.
All right.
They have the Patriots losing to Baltimore, 19 to 17.
Zoinks.
They have the Patriots beating the Jets 31-3. That's a laugh.
Good. Put up some stat piling there.
And they have the Patriots taking down Quinn Ewers and the Dolphins 31-18, final week of the year.
All right, that would win the division.
If that happens, they would be the 2 seed and winners of the division at 13-4.
Yeah.
So I say if they lose to Baltimore, I wouldn't trust them in the postseason. I wouldn't maybe even pick them in the postseason, depending on who they'd get. However, the way the whole schedule played out, their first matchup would be the number 7 seed L.A. Chargers. So it'd be Pats and Chargers. ESPN FPI also has the Patriots advancing through the postseason, going to Denver, beating the Broncos in an AFC title game.
Wait, what?
What's happening? And here? Playing the Rams.
All right, so they got them losing to the Ravens and still going to the Super Bowl.
Which I don't agree with. I would feel the complete opposite. If they lose this game, I won't believe in a deep playoff run. If they win it, then I think it's right back to where we were. And we look at a second half against Buffalo where they dropped it. I'm just pointing out the FPI predicts something different. That's all.
So
that's probably just how the bracket shakes out, though.
Say it again.
That's probably how the bracket shakes out more than anything.
Could be, yeah. If you end up with Houston or Jacksonville or somebody in the first round, would that be different?
I'd be happy with the Chargers in the first round. So even with a loss to the Ravens. So I'm with you on this, I think, where, let's be clear, if they lose to the Ravens, I think we could still come in on Monday and be like, all right, they just need to beat two bad division teams. They win the division. They're still the 2 seed. They have a home game. I'm less confident.
They might have a shot at the 1 seed. Probably not, but they might if they win out.
Oh, if they win out, yes. I'm saying if they lose to the Ravens, though.
I thought you said if they won out.
Yeah, but if they lose to the Ravens, we're in a similar spot where the division is still up to them.
Yep.
And they have two pretty easy games, I would call it. So, and then it really depends on, all right, who's the 7 seed based on tiebreakers and everything else, because whether they beat the Ravens or lose to the Ravens, if they play the Bills in the first round of the playoffs, I don't know how you could be confident.
Yeah.
They could win.
Yeah. No one's saying they have no shot, but are you confident in that game? They've lost to them.
If they play Houston, I'm not sure how you could be confident.
I wouldn't be.
If they play the Chargers or the Jaguars, I'll pick them. I wouldn't put my life savings on it, but I'd pick them to win that game.
You wouldn't bet what I put down on the Blue Hens last night.
No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't dare. But like, if they beat, let's say they beat the Ravens.
Yeah.
And same scenario, though, right? Denver wins out, so you're the 2 seed regardless, but you at least go into the playoffs on a 3-game heater. Now for people that want to go,
duck boats.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
I'd feel a lot better about that. Be like, all right, there's a little bit more evidence of doing that. But like the 2 seed is probably there for them, win or lose on Sunday night.
That's fair.
Yeah.
It's their last real game. It's the last real look to evaluate this team and, you know, check the temperature of how you're feeling. Do you let the Bills loss snowball or... You know, do you put it to bed? It was a bad second half. We can reframe it that way. It's a bad second half. You beat Baltimore in Baltimore on national TV, and then you won out, and you're 14-3. I would feel a lot differently. Text line here does say a nice rematch between the Patriots and the Rams. That would be interesting.
Pats-Rams a third time in, 26 years would be pretty crazy.
ESPN FPI does pick the Rams, just FYI. They do pick
That's okay. Just get there.
That's what they
have
forecasting.
Getting to the Super Bowl would be – can you imagine – if Drake May made it to the Super Bowl before Lamar Jackson or Josh Allen, that's wild.
That would be crazy.
Yeah.
That would be crazy.
And I think it's still on the table. I don't feel as good about it today as I did a week ago at this time.
Me neither.
But I think it's still on the table because I don't think Buffalo, Denver, Houston, Pittsburgh, I don't think any of them are like even the Rams, right? Like I think the Rams are scarier in the NFC. I think even though they've been very much kind of up and down,
you got to kind of respect the Eagles. Like, that would be a tough out in the playoffs.
I wouldn't want to play them.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, I think the NFC road is a lot more difficult than the AFC road. So, even though the Patriots are playing down, there's no juggernaut.
Drake May yesterday, speaking of May, already, according to the ESPN FBI, getting to a Super Bowl before Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson. Drake May was asked about the Bills' blueprint last week against him, able to limit him and the whole Patriots offense in the second half, and whether or not the Ravens could apply it. Here's what he said.
Well, I'm sure teams try to do whatever other defenses try to do to, quote-unquote, stopped us or felt like worked. So you try to not overlook that and realize that these teams are going to be who they are. And I've practiced all year long, but you never know until you really get out there and snap the football and see. But, obviously we're trying to work on things that we can control and control on details and me making throws and, better ball placement and better decisions. And that's what we can control and let the rest sort itself out.
Okay. I'm a little worried about that. Copycat league and blueprint. And it's funny how one week after we're like, there's no blueprint for Drake May. He is a high-level quarterback on EPA per play against every coverage you could face. And then Buffalo goes out and shuts him down for a half. And now we're like, is the blueprint out? And, some of that is late-season games, December football. Teams get up for it. Teams have more at stake. Maybe some of the weather in Buffalo. Some of it is, I'm sure, more tape and trying to copy what Buffalo did a week ago. But the way Baltimore just played defensively, and, it's sad, mopey Joe Burrow, who we'll get to later on in the show.
Oh, man.
But the way they just shut that offense down, even without T. Higgins, they shut him out.
Yeah.
I don't love how that sets up. I don't feel great about how that sets up on Sunday night. I hope they go out and score 35 points and shut me up.
Mm-hmm.
But sitting here today, how do I feel about that? Not great.
Yeah, they're a weird team. Baltimore is in sort of with and without Lamar. They got him back now, although apparently he's got the trots or something. So who knows if Lamar is going to be fully 100%. But they just shut out Cincinnati in Cincinnati. But 2 weeks prior to that on Thursday night, well, it was the Thanksgiving game, right? Mm-hmm. It was the Thanksgiving game.
Burrow got him, yeah.
Yeah, they got smoked. And then they followed that up with a loss to Pittsburgh, which was like a massive game, like a big potential swing game for the division. They lost that one. And then they bounced back and they shut out the Bengals. And you're like, all right, is that the defense kind of taking a turn? Or is that just Joe Burrow being so in his feelings and just kind of like knowing the season's over? That one's hard to say. Like, Baltimore has Pats, Green Bay, Pittsburgh. Like, I wouldn't rule out them going 0-3 down the stretch missing the playoffs.
It's fair. So it's a big game. It's a swing game. And really, in terms of your belief in the Patriots, your last opportunity,
in
I think. Say
like,
again?
I would say, like, your belief in Drake May.
Oh,
I think a lot
the
of
Patriots
us,
and May, yes.
Specifically, like, how he performed in the second half last week and his worst passing game of the season. And how does he respond individually? Like, he gets a lot of credit when they win. Maybe we should have given him even a little bit more blame than we did for the loss because we were pointing so much at the defense. But true MVP candidates, like, you're not going to have even those guys aren't going to have 17 amazing games necessarily. But how do you bounce back from one of your bad ones? Like,
so,
I think if you feel good about Drake May, I think you should feel good about the team bouncing back.
I think that's fair. And I think we could tell a lot by this game on Sunday night. They could shut everybody up who's starting to say, well, see, they were fool's gold. And see, they couldn't beat Buffalo twice. And look at what happened in the second half. And look what happens when they run into a good team. And that will only snowball if they lose to Baltimore and if Drake May plays poorly on Sunday night. You win, I think you pull the e-brake on all that. Everybody shuts back up. And it's like, okay, they had a bad half against Buffalo, and I'm more willing to go there. Like, I think it was a horrific second half, and I don't think the game was as close as the final score indicated because Buffalo ran away from you. But you turn around and you beat Baltimore, I'll be much more willing to look past that. So how are you guys feeling about it going into what really is the Patriots' final real regular season game of the year? 617-779-7937, and are you worried at all about a blueprint there for Drake May? We will continue our best ofs later on in the show. Guests and callers. We will also get to on the clock, last minute Christmas shopping advice at high noon. We also will be doing some best of grab bag later on in the show.
Yeah.
So we might get you a mini bag earlier.
Oh,
in the
mini
show.
Bag.
Yeah, we might get you a mini
that's
bag.
That's fine.
Potpourri of thoughts,
that
including the re-gifting debate that was raging this morning on the Greg Hill Show. We will get into fixing that Patriots offense. Mike Vrabel talked about some of the play calling yesterday. We want to circle back to that right after Trending with Billy Lanny.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending Now is brought to you by Mario's Roofing. We won't soak you to keep you warm and dry. Tonight, the Boston Bruins homestand continues with a matchup against the Edmonton Oilers. Puck drop to TD Garden is at 7 o'clock. Yesterday at New England Patriots practice, Carlton Davis, Christian Ellis, Marcus Jones, Harold Landry, and Robert Spillane did not participate, and Christian Barmore was limited. Quarterback Lamar Jackson did not participate in Ravens practice yesterday due to an illness. The Pats are back on the practice field today at 2 o'clock. This Sunday night, the Pats will be in Baltimore taking on the Ravens. Tonight on Thursday Night Football, the Seahawks host the Los Angeles Rams. You can hear the call of the game right here on 93.7. Westwood One's pregame coverage begins at 7:30 and kickoff from Seattle is at 8:15. And the Boston Celtics will return to the court tomorrow night to host the Miami Heat. Homeowners choose Mario's Roofing because they're fair, honest, and provide quality services. Call Mario's Roofing today for a free estimate at 781-344-2420. I'm Billy Lanny. That's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
So
that was Mike Vrabel yesterday. Asked about deep shots with Drake May on third and short. Yeah. I think that was a Ben Volen question.
Trying to win.
And, well, it came on the heels of a long, meandering answer about Josh McDaniels. And, you know, he was really asked about, the second half struggles of the offense, and it had to have been a 2.5-3 minute answer
where it Josh was just, isn't going to matter on Sunday.
No, that's not it.
That was about Josh Allen, but I think the tone of it was one more time, Mike, if we could, what was the tone of that answer? I think in large part was, yeah, Josh isn't going to matter. So it was a long meandering answer where he kind of said, well, there's some things we'd want back, but then
I wouldn't change anything.
Not going to second guess anything. So it seemed contradictory at times.
A bit.
Then you get to that answer. And, well, he keeps saying we got to stay on track, which feels to me like that's his way of letting Josh know they should have run the football a little bit more.
Yeah, they got to be moving forward.
Like, if we're not on track and we're third and nine, then we're behind the sticks, and then we're predictable, and then we're opening ourselves up to all these pressures, et cetera. And so we got to stay on track, and if we're in short yardage, we have to have a great plan to convert this week.
Yeah.
Does that mean you didn't have a great plan last week?
That's
is that like another...
That's what it sounds like.
Veiled, maybe not even all that veiled shot at Josh McDaniels. So I think that's going to be interesting too. Like the ESPN FPI prediction, Keith, right? 19-17? If they score 17 points and lose.
That's not enough.
And that's after they basically went scoreless in the second half outside of one broken play against Buffalo. The offense and the play calling and Drake May and all of that is really going to be under a microscope this week.
Yeah, and I don't subscribe to the comparisons to 2021. I know that's been brought up a little bit, but one thing that we did notice in 2021 is after one of the big games, I think it was like Jaguars or Jets, they scored like a million points.
Yeah, it was like 50 points against the Jags.
Yeah. But then the wheels really kind of fell off, and it was like they limped into the playoffs. And Mac Jones really got kind of exposed, I think, at that point. And then obviously the playoff game was just a rout. I really don't predict that. I don't see that happening. But if you lose back-to-back games in this manner and the offense looks the way it does,
I'm more willing to go there.
Yeah, you at least can draw the parallels a little bit more.
Me too, because then we got a call earlier this week or late last week.
Oh, no, somebody was like, they are this team. And I'm like, nah, that's a little strong.
Yeah, I forget who that was, but and I disagreed with it at the time, and I still disagree with it today. You lose to Baltimore? I'll be more willing to go there next week if you lose that game, which, by the way,
especially because this isn't a 10-4 Baltimore Ravens team and Lamar is an MVP candidate.
Right.
He's not playing as well this year. They're 7-7. They might not even be a playoff team when it's all said and done.
So I'm still picking them, although I feel worse and worse the closer we get to it, but I am picking
them. Are you more confident in your Delaware bet or the Patriots?
At this point now, the Patriots. text line says a close, hard-fought loss Sunday would be a decent result.
It's a do or die
game for Baltimore. Probably not a huge game for the Patriots. I mean, it's
all different though. Like, what does that mean? Like, is it to your point? Is it 19-17, and it's just like a lot of punts, and they turn it over a few times, and they kind of like grind out this game, or is the offense getting into the red zone, scoring touchdowns? You know, they get outscored because I think one like almost built-in excuse would be Derrick Henry has a big game, and you're like, no Milton Williams. Like, that would be an easy excuse. Or no Robert Spillane. Like, no running games. And, like, are those guys?
I'm not going to allow for the Spillane one, to be honest.
They've struggled. The combination of the two.
Their run defense has struggled with Spillane in there. I mean,
True.
It was bad against Buffalo and Spillane wasn't there. But it was bad with Spillane before that. The Tampa game wasn't great with Milt the Stilt. But other than that, he's basically missed everything. I'll give you Milton Williams. I'm not giving you Spillane.
No, that's fine. But I'm just saying, like, that might be one that you hear. And that might be one that's a little bit more like, it's not just, this happened now, so what chance do they have to fix it come playoff time? It's like, well, you might not face Derrick Henry again. You might not face James Cook at least till like the next round. And then
you might be
if
healthier.
You get Milton Williams back, then I feel a little bit better overall.
It's true. So I think the amplification of the criticism of Josh McDaniels, which again, just to reiterate, started with Mike Vrabel. It started with Mike Vrabel on Monday morning on this radio station. And then
Josh isn't going to matter on Sunday.
That was about Josh Allen, but I think that's, again, that's the tone of his answers about Josh McDaniels. People don't like the criticisms, though, of McDaniels. I saw this from Brian Hoyer, friend of WEEI Afternoons. This was a good tweet yesterday.
Yeah, Tuesday guest, Brian Hoyer.
Mm-hmm.
What did he say?
Well, he quote tweeted Savage, our guy Savage. The media narrative around Josh McDaniels is so bizarre.
Okay.
Hoyer quote tweeted that and said, so stupid.
Oh,
they lose one game and the media has to find something to make headlines with. Sad state of the world we live in.
Yeah.
This is a sad day. It's a bad day.
Because of this.
That's what's
it's
sad about
the world. It's a sad state of the world because of this. Nothing else. That's I can't think of anything else that's been going on in the world. But you know what's really getting me down is this talk about Josh McDaniels and Mike Vrabel not being 100% on the same page.
Yeah.
This keeps me up at night. Not anything else. The rest of the world is fine.
Yeah.
But what really makes me sad is the talk about Josh McDaniels. Okay. Have a little perspective.
Not a tone-deaf answer whatsoever.
No.
Also, I would like to point out,
the total should be somewhere between 8 and 11 games.
Good. Well, he's on
it. He's still going to miss it.
He's going to miss.
He's still going to miss.
Yeah, they need one more, and he's going to miss.
He gave up a four-win range and he's still going to miss. I would love to point out, Brian Hoyer, just so you know, is not biased whatsoever when it comes to Josh McDaniels. He didn't just have him on his podcast. He didn't play for him.
No.
And so when he, it's a sad state. What was it again?
Sad state of the world we live in. I agree.
Sad state of the world we live in. That is an unbiased, unvarnished opinion from Brian Hoyer, just so you know.
Because somebody listens to Mike Vrabel talk and tries to connect the dots. It's a sad state.
No, I agree. It's a sad world we live in because of that.
There's nothing to see here. Okay, fine. There's nothing to see here. This is what a miserable state of the world. Yeah, 8-11. I'd like to update my Celtics prediction.
Yep.
Somewhere between 42 and 62 wins. They're going to be somewhere in there. It's basically the same thing.
Bruins are going to get...
They only play 17 games. You don't get four picks.
Bruins are getting between 90 and 110 points.
Okay.
You think that's too high? I might have gone too high.
Maybe
80 to 105.
80 to 110.
That's my range.
Hopefully you find that sweet spot.
Good.
This is a good prediction.
It's like 8 to 11. 80 to 110. It's like 8 to 11.
The same thing.
Exactly. Our pal Coach is up in New Hampshire. What's up, Coach?
Hey, Coach.
Hey, good morning, guys. If I'm nitpicking, please point it out. But I've been concerned all year long with our approach philosophically, end of the half. It seems like the priority is keep the ball away from the other team. The second level of priority is, okay, we'll settle for a field goal. And last, which in my opinion should be first, when you have timeouts and time and Drake May, to score a touchdown. I think it's going to bite him in the butt. It might have bit him last week a little bit. If I'm nitpicking, let me know. Thanks.
No, guys. I mean, it's a nitpick, but it's interesting to look at.
Josh isn't going to matter on Sunday.
Well, you remember the one game? What was the game where they had the ball late in the half and
got the Diggs touchdown? That was Tampa.
Well, there was that. No, there was the other game where it ended up being a turnover and a touchdown for the other team. Was it Atlanta, maybe?
It was Atlanta.
It was Atlanta where it was like they started calling timeouts and like they could have just ran the ball out. But Atlanta was calling timeouts, so then they decided to go for it. But then they had a turnover and a lot of touchdowns. So that was one where you're like, you wish they just kind of ate the ball. This past week, I guess he's hoping for a touchdown, but that might have more to do with their red zone stuff than their clock management. Right? Like, they got down the field and scored, kicked a field goal. I thought that was actually pretty good.
Me too. I have zero problem with how they approach the it's Josh Allen.
Yeah.
And I think Vrabel looked at it and says, we can't give Josh Allen any time before halftime. And so they bled out the whole clock and they kicked a field goal. Didn't they do the same thing against the Giants? They had a field goal before halftime against the Giants, I think, off the top of my head.
I think that's right.
It's like, maybe that's a team you can be more aggressive against. It's Jackson Dart and his lady glasses. And, you know, I'd be a little less concerned stomping on the gas pedal against the Giants. I thought it was a good approach, honestly, against Buffalo. I would say that is a nitpick, but it's okay to have nitpicks on this show.
That's fine. That means the team's good. You wouldn't be nitpicking a horrible team.
It's a good point. 617-779-7937. We expected Steph Diggs, or we're at least bracing for Steph Diggs to go nuclear yesterday, because Vrabel on Monday morning called out McDaniels. Earmuffs, Brian Hoyer, but he did.
Yeah.
Then McDaniels threw his pals in the media.
Uh-huh.
I didn't go through the whole Quick Snap podcast to hear any criticisms of Diggs and his route running.
It's in my queue.
But I heard it elsewhere.
Yep.
So McDaniels threw his pals in the media, I think, called out Diggs. So I was ready to hear Diggs clap back.
Okay.
He really didn't. He had the opportunity. He was teed up.
He's still in the honeymoon phase.
About his reduction in snaps. Here's what he had to say about the reduced snaps and limited playing time, if you will.
We didn't see you on the field this much last week with the goals. How was it adjusting to fluctuating playing time?
I don't know, for real. Like, just trying to get used to it. I mean, you know, it kind of was the same kind of in the beginning of the year, too, so. I mean, I just got to, you know, I just try to take advantage of the opportunities I do get. And when I am out there, be a vessel, be a positive force rather than, you know, being any other way. So, you know, I'm adjusting to it. Like, I just try to do what I'm asked, you know, and then, like, you know, handle it the best way I can. You know, I'm always want to be out there. I want to make plays and I want to play at a high level. But, you know, we got a lot of skill guys. We got a lot of amazing players. So, you know, I'm just doing what I can.
Would you like to ask more of you? Would you like them to ask you to do more?
Hey, man, that's up to y'all.
Okay, so that's the closest he came to a critique.
Yeah, no,
and
so
I don't blame him for that.
No, he's being a good teammate still. He is at 55% of the offensive snaps for the season. The last game, he was at 50, which was actually up from the Giants
was
game.
Was it the Jets game?
And the Bengals game. The Jets game, he was 68.7.
Oh, wow, okay. Yep.
No, but I'm saying Cincinnati and New York, he was under 50.
Yep.
And then the loss to Buffalo, he was exactly at 50.
No, so I asked that poorly. So the last time he really played a significant amount of snaps was the Jets game.
Which had 9 catches for 105 yards.
And he also said after that game he broke his finger.
Mm.
Right?
Mm.
So
Andy said he got his hip hurt in that game too. A hip.
Yeah,
pointer.
That was the one.
He said that what, last week?
Yeah, that was the one where he had a couple of drops against the Jets. One where people thought May threw a hospital ball. I remember people saying this at the time, and I thought Diggs dropped it. There, you could kind of see it on that play.
Well, so if you look at it this way, so he had kind of three quiet games to start the season, right? They at least targeted him seven times in the first game. But then the fourth game of the season, he went over 100 yards for the first time. Mm-hmm. The fifth game of the season was the Bills game, which is still his best game. He was targeted a season high 12 times, 10 catches, 146 yards. Those are all season highs. Then he kind of dipped a little bit as far as overall production. However, he started to get in the end zone.
Yeah, the touchdown started to go up.
So against Cleveland, Atlanta, and Tampa, three consecutive games with a touchdown, followed by a 100-yard game against the Jets. That's when we started talking about, and we even played Gronk and Edelman saying, hey, he's coming off the knee injury. He's going to be even better late in the year. He's going to have a 1,000-yard season. We both did the math independently about him needing to get 1,000 yards.
Some of us did this rate prior to the injury and after, but yes, that was independent math. Yes.
We kind of crunched the numbers there, and we're like, yeah, he's going to have to improve his production. But if he does, and I kind of believed Gronk and Edelman at the time, you're like, yeah, he might get 1,000 yards this season. The next three games, though, he's only combined for just over 90 yards in three straight games. So I wonder, as much as we're talking about, you know, what's the team bounce back? What's Drake May's bounce back? How are they going to look these final three games? I'm looking at Steph Diggs, too, because he hasn't been in the end zone since week 10. You know, he hasn't really been overly productive since the week 11 game.
That's his last touchdown? Was that one against Tampa we were just talking about?
Yeah. He only has three on the season. They came in three straight weeks. Huh. And he was only targeted four times last week, four the week before that, and then tied for a season low three targets in the win against Cincinnati. So, all right, like, he's been a good teammate. He answered all the questions nicely yesterday.
Yeah, he did. Like, I was expecting a blow up. You didn't get it.
But let's see where this goes. Like, another thing to monitor. You know, Sunday Night Football, all eyes on him. He's had a couple of good primetime games so far. Two of his best games came in primetime.
And he's from Maryland, right?
So, yeah.
So let's mentioned that in his press conference, too. He's like, I like playing there. It's a homecoming for me. So
SFDR.
Talk to Mr. Kraft. Come on.
it's approaching it.
Yeah.
I'd like them to play him more snaps. Like, I'm annoyed that he's not playing more snaps. Maybe it's an injury thing, but he's only topped 60% of snaps twice since, as you said, the Buffalo game. He barely cracked it against Atlanta, and then he played 69 against the Jets. Other than that, he's basically a 50% player. You would hope in the postseason, or maybe even in a big game like Sunday, they'd unleash him, but...
Yeah, it doesn't seem like it.
No, I'm kind of done holding my breath on that.
No, I think it's 50%, and you hope that, you know, when he's out there, Drake's looking for him. And then when he's not, that might be more of the running place, honestly. Like, that'd be another breakdown, like a real deep dive, is like the percentages of snaps. So if he only played 26 snaps in last week.
Yeah, how many were pass plays?
Right. I bet like a high percentage.
And is that a tell?
It kind of is. They used to do this all the time Sonny Michel and James White.
Well,
pass.
Well, don't say that. That's a sad state of the world.
Run.
If you point that out with Josh McDaniels, say that.
That's what it kind of feels like.
You know, if the man has a tell and it's a really obvious giveaway for the defenses, don't say that about Josh. That's a sad state of the world.
Kyle Williams comes in to block and then occasionally run one deep. That's about it. And Steph Diggs out there, they're going to pass.
Then they throw it deep and like 25% of the time it's complete.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
20.
Well, 15, I know. He's hurting Drake May's overall numbers. Yeah.
617-779-7937. More your feedback here. We have more thoughts on Drake May, his quarterback class from 2024 versus another quarterback class, which recently we had propped up very, very high. I think we need to relook at that one.
Knock it down a peg.
And I wonder if it's a cautionary tale for this new draft class. Let's also get to Jason Tatum. Brad Stevens, some very interesting comments yesterday about Tatum and his return.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Hearn, that's next.
Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. Holiday season. We'll get to some best
sure
ofs
is.
Later on in the show.
Very excited.
We're going to get to the hotly contested regifting debate in our mini grab bag
spirited
coming up.
Spirited debate.
Oh, it was. I don't know how spirited it was. There's some bad blood.
Oh, maybe some bad blood.
Bad
yeah.
blood. People's wives texting in.
Good energy, though.
It was. It was strong energy.
Yeah.
It was. It was a good listen earlier today.
Cutthroat.
So we'll have to get in on that coming up. Mini bag today because we're going to do best of grab bag coming up at 1:30.
Okay.
On the clock at high noon. Last minute holiday shopping ideas, which we'll get on the list as well. So stay tuned for it. Plus your phone call 617-779-7937. As a Jason Tatum highlight. Why are we playing Jason Tatum highlights?
Yeah,
he's not playing for the Celtics.
What's going on?
That's because Brad Stevens spoke yesterday.
Oh.
And he dropped, I think, some pretty big clues about Tatum and his return. Here is Brad Stevens yesterday.
You know, we're not putting a timeline on it, as we haven't the whole time. I mean, I think that, and, you know, one of the things that everybody can see is we didn't apply for a DPE this year, which was, you know, a conscious decision on a lot of reasons. But the reality is he's not going to be back until he's 110% healthy. And he feels good about it. And that's a big part of it, right? Obviously, he's itching to play. Obviously, he hates watching. But he's also, you know, I don't want to speak for him, but very cognizant of the need to meet every threshold and why there are those things that are put in place. But we've had a lot of great talks about it. And, you know, one of the things that we love about this whole group, but I think the guys that have been here the longest lead the charge, as they love to play.
So I think that last part is key. Like, our guys love to play.
Mm-hmm.
He's telling you, Tatum's coming back at some point this year. He's not going to take the year off. And a lot of fans think he should take the year off or want him to take the year off. Don't bring him back. Why rush him? They're not going to rush him. He's going to be cleared, and he's going to play. Now, I don't know when that is, but I think Stevens pretty much told you he's coming back based on that. And the earlier portion of the answer, DPE is the disabled player exception, which you can apply for if you have a player that's going to miss the year. I'm sure the Pacers have done it with Halliburton.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a player you know is going to miss. And because you apply for it doesn't mean a guy can't come back. It doesn't mean he's ruled out or ineligible to come back. But I think Brad Stevens highlighting that, no one asked about the DPE. He highlighted that as evidence that, yeah, we expect him back. We don't think he's going to miss. We expect him back.
But doesn't it also speak to their cheapness? Because it's real dollars, right? So if you apply for that, then don't you get to
save more cap wiggle room. But yeah, but you'd have to spend more. Yeah, that's true. That's a cap maneuver.
So I read that, or I heard that, and I was like, all right, well, maybe it's like we're not going to bring in a guy who obviously isn't going to be anywhere near as good as Tatum, but we have to pay more dollars because Tatum's still getting paid, obviously.
No, that's fair.
It just would help with the apron and all that stuff.
It would be a cap maneuver.
Yeah.
But to...
Still real money, though.
Utilize that cap loophole, you would then have to spend, but they definitely or could spend another contract on top of it.
They think he's going to be back, and... You know, all this stuff is always easier said than done, but I feel like they're trying to do the best job they can to be on the same side as the player, because there are other scenarios where that hasn't happened. I mean, look at the Red Sox with Tristan Casas. It's like, yeah, he's going to be out for like 4 to 6 weeks. Oh, 4 to 6 months. You know what I mean? Like, they're not on the same page. You know, even going back a couple years ago, remember Trevor Story was in the minors and like rehabbing, and they're like, can you please come back?
He's
and he's
like, no, thank you.
I'm good. Whereas like Brad Stevens is getting out in front of this, being like, we're not given a timetable. You guys have all come up with one. And maybe Tatum's even sort of talked about like, hey, I have a date in mind, but he hasn't said when it is. So they're going to be on the same side of this. They, and I don't want to call it house money, but in a way they kind of are, because when he went down with that particular injury, most people said lost season. He's out for a full season, postseason.
Yeah.
That's it.
I didn't think he'd be back.
Right. So like anything else almost seems like a bonus. Like, if he comes back in April, bonus. March, double bonus. February, super bonus.
They've never ruled him out for the year.
No, they haven't.
They didn't apply for the DPE. Stevens is like, yeah, our guys want to play. I think all of those are clues
that he's
going to
be 110%, and he's going to want to play. Now, the second part is obvious. He wants to play right now. The 110% part, I guess we'll see.
But that's not obvious with every single player. I think it is obvious with him.
Yeah.
But as you just said, with Trevor Story, not everybody wants to
do
that.
Oh, no, it's true. Yeah.
And not everybody is, you know, knocking on the door to come back. You mentioned Tristan Casas as well.
Even like Durant, I mean, you'd have to go back and, you know, talk to him at the time. But Durant and the Nets, I don't know if that was his decision, their decision, if they came up with it together. But when he missed that, he signed with the Nets, sat out a whole year. I don't think they were like, hey, if you think you're ready at the end, why don't you come on back? It's like, no, you're out for the year. So take the year and then be ready after.
So how much do you increase their ceiling if he's back? And we don't know if it'll be February, March, April. We don't know.
Yeah.
But how much does it increase their ceiling when they're back? Because we talked about this a little bit yesterday in Pure Hoops with Terp.
Yeah.
He's like, well, don't expect anything out of Tatum. He's not going to be the same guy.
No, but that's fine. I think it's still...
He's not going to be the same guy.
No, but it increases it significantly.
Yeah, if you're the 3 or 4 seed without him,
yeah.
Even if he's, you know, I don't want to say a shell of himself, but even if he's not the same guy, shouldn't that increase your expectations for this team
here.
In a wide open East?
Tatum off of an Achilles injury this season, better or worse than Josh Minot?
Better.
Better or worse than Jordan Walsh?
Better.
Okay, so like right away, those are already rotational guys, starters, for God's sakes. So if you're adding a starting caliber player, now I would say he's probably better than everybody but the current version of Jaylen Brown.
Yeah, exactly. I was just going to say,
so
better than Pritchard,
ahead,
better
all
than White.
The way there. Like, he's going to be more valuable. Now maybe, you know, I think it'd be crazy to play him 40 minutes. You don't need to do that. But if you have a guy like Tatum playing 24 minutes even, like what an advantage that is to you. And then when you factor in the landscape of the Eastern Conference being very wide open, like the Knicks are the best team or the Pistons are the best team. Okay. They've already had good battles with the Pistons without Tatum.
Yeah.
So just add him to the mix. Now, I think it'd be unfair to be like, here comes a 30-point-per-game, 8 rebounds, 6 assists guy. Like, no. That's too much right away. But somebody that can help your team and better than anybody you could possibly get at the trade deadline, yes.
You just said right away, too. This is why, I mean, if you think he's coming back the last week of the regular season, then I really would have no expectations for him in the postseason. If he comes back in February,
sure.
And I don't know, some signs, I don't want to say all signs, but some signs are pointing to that. If he's back in February, okay, he might look like a certain player in February, then a different player in March. What will he look like in April? What will he look like in the playoffs? Like, I don't know. I think the earlier he comes back, obviously that gives him a better chance to find his footing. I'm not saying rush him back, but once he's cleared, there's no point in holding him out. As long as he's okay with it, and it sounds like he wants to do it.
Yeah.
Once he's cleared, there's no benefit to holding him out. He's cleared.
Yeah.
So if he's cleared in February, get him back out there, play through the rust, rest him on back-to-backs and manage him and everything else, manage his minutes, and then he might look like not vintage Jason Tatum, but a pretty good approximation of that. When you're hitting the floor in the postseason, and we all think the East is wide open.
Yes.
We were arguing yesterday, are the Pistons or the Knicks the best team in the Eastern Conference? The Celtics have beaten both those teams without Tatum this year. Mm-hmm. Never mind with them. But that's an encouraging update yesterday, I think, from Brad Stevens, and maybe, as Keith highlighted, also an indication of the current ownership's cheapness.
Maybe a little bit.
Which I think is also
fair. Yeah, maybe a little bit.
617-779-7937. We'll mix in your phone calls here. You want to jump in on the Celtics and Tatum's return, along with all our Patriots phone calls. We got a mini grab bag coming up. Some Red Sox thoughts there. Tom Brady and a potential return there. Connor McDavid taking on the Bruins tonight. We'll get to all of that in our mini grab bag. Plus, we love the quarterback class with Drake May, 2024, right?
Mm-hmm.
Great quarterback class. We used to love the 2020 quarterback class and really propped that up as one of the great quarterback classes of all time.
What happened?
It's time to look at that one again, put it under a microscope, and I wonder if it's a bit of a cautionary tale for overreacting early to Drake May's quarterback class. We'll do that next.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.